today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamu alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Tuesday, 5th of Zilqa'da, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehisht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 14th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah.
في سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 132. And we'll learn more about it after recitation of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
And Abraham instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Jacob, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen you for this religion. So do not die except while you are Muslims.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the Quran, by stating the bequest of Abraham, peace be upon him, intends to reiterate the fact that you human beings are not only responsible for your children while they are with you, but you are responsible for their futures too. When you are on your deathbed, do not think of only your financial affairs and that of your children after your death. You had better think about their spiritual life too. Not only did Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, bequeath such a testament, but also his grandson Jacob imitated Abraham's same manner and at the last moment of his life enjoined his children to attain the secret of victory, success, and happiness.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن.
Yes, during this week we're speaking about others. The British survey have found that 40% of fathers feel lonely and depressed. They miss their sons, but miss their daughters a lot more. Some contemporary hypocrites who write in newspapers and magazines state that our daughters do not need guardians. They pose to the law of Allah in general and specifically the ruling that prohibits intermixing between men and women. They demand that women leave their homes and prove their ability. Why do these hypocrites wish to eradicate our honor? This mandates even more care and attention towards our daughters. We must raise them upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger and upon adherence to the hijab. We must convince our daughters that these matters are prohibited and that they must refrain from doing them. But in order to convince them, they must experience our love and see it in our dealing with them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali, host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on daughter as a divine gift. There is a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, that says, whoever has a daughter and raises her well, teaches her knowledge properly, and allows her to benefit generously from the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon, that daughter will be a shield and protection for her father against the fire of hell. Do not consider daughters as bad, for they are precious companions. So what a beautiful hadith this is. A hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says that the best of your children are daughters. Daughters are blessed and beloved, and sons are bearers of good news. Daughters are the righteous deeds that remain. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, also says in this regard, Allah is more merciful towards daughters than sons. And whoever makes a female relative of his happy, he will be made happy by Allah on the day of resurrection.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
My daughter, always look at those below you, not above. This is one of the things to teach our Muslim daughter. The world holds its charm, undoubtedly, and every soul gets what Allah intends it to get. No one else can reduce what is yours nor increase it beyond what Allah has willed. Teach your daughter to always look at those below her, who have lesser blessings than her, and offer thanks and gratitude to Allah. Teach her that looking to those who have more than her in this world will only lead to frustration and unhappiness. Teach her to vie with those who are higher in taqwa and to compete with them instead. The success of the hereafter will eclipse any material blessing that is given in this world. How do you feel? This is one of the phrases parents can use to empower their daughter. And in the continuation, oh, don't cry, it's okay, honey. Don't worry about it, everything is fine. Feeling and processing emotions fully is essential for our girl to develop emotional strength. As parents, it's important to know that emotions are neither right nor wrong. They just are. Teach your girls that emotions are good and that identifying how they are feeling will help them take action to feel better. communicating that emotions such as sadness, anger, and hurt contribute to the wholeness of life is important to help our daughters embrace all emotions. Resist the urge to fix when guiding your girls and expect some level of messiness. Lean into the power of listening, which will guide your daughters to find their own solutions. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Therefore, the relationship between a father and a daughter especially is consequential. Your relationship with your daughter will shape her attitude and her worldview. It will set the stage for her for the rest of her life. It will have a massive influence on how she sees the world and how she sees herself in the world. The first and perhaps the most important lesson that every father must teach his daughter, because ultimately you are the first love of her life. You are the first male that she will ever love. So it's very important that you are delicate with this relationship. The first lesson that you must teach her is that she has independent nobility and value. Meaning, her value and her nobility is not relational. She has value because of who she is, not because she is the daughter of Fulan or the brother of Fulan or the mother of Fulan. What gives every human being value is their relationship with Allah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Now, this doesn't mean that motherhood, being a daughter, a sister, is not important. But the most important relationship, what governs all of these relationships, is her relationship with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He gives us examples of righteous women who have different life circumstances. Some of them had husbands, some of them did not. Because not every woman who wants to get married ends up getting married. Sometimes it doesn't happen because of circumstances. Some women have good husbands, other women have bad husbands. You take, for example, Asiya. Asiya is a good woman, a righteous woman, irrespective of who she was married to. Sometimes we see a woman and we label her based on who her brother is, who her father is, who her husband is. Allah tells us in the Quran that Asiya bint Muzahim, she was married to the most evil man, but that never diminished her nobility because she has independent nobility.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining with us till this part of the program. Today's special, where we talked about daughters in the family. And inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد
محمد نبي علي الإمام.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.